Welcome back to the Shankly Sessions, folks, the Liverpool podcast we bring you each and every day on the upper tier. This is your Liverpool versus Leicester match reaction. What an absolute belter of a game. I don't know what it is. People have lost a kind of love for the League Cup, but I think it still carries a certain sentimental value and stuff like that, especially with the fact that Liverpool and Man City are on the same amount of League Cups now. So an opportunity for Liverpool, if they did go on and win it, to get ahead of Man City again. But what a game it was. Goals from Vardy on 9 and 13 minutes. We were really worried then as Liverpool fans, going, what the hell's going on here? We in for a cricket score here. We're going to get beaten up big time. Ox bounced back 19 minutes with a great goal. But then Maddison on 33 with an absolute thunderbolt of a goal. Clap rang the changes at half time. On came Jota, 68 minutes, scores. And then Minamino pops up 90 plus 5, practically the last kick of the game to equal a 3-3. The game then goes to penalties. Liverpool winning 5-4 with Luke Thomas and Ryan Bertrand missing the penalties. And Minamino, of course, blazing his one off the bar. But Jota stepped up, that cool man, with the winning penalty. Very, very interesting game. I mean, this is kind of like nearly shades of Istanbul, really, didn't it, really? Just not at that magnitude. But Liverpool, we came out of the blocks pretty quick. But in doing so, we left ourselves very open. I mean, we like, what changes Klopp made? Those young lads going in there, having to face a Leicester side. I mean, it was Leicester's practically first team, let's say. But not only that, it was interesting as well, because 4 days ago, they had a match postponed because they couldn't field the team because of a COVID outbreak. And Wednesday rolls around against Liverpool and Anfield in the League Cup, and all of a sudden they have a full team. So that's an interesting conundrum there. Not making out anything about it, but kind of strange. But yeah, it came out of blocks. We thought it was going to be a cricket score, and we were 3-1 down at halftime with that thunderbolt from James Maddison. Cleaving had absolutely no chance. So it looked like a tough task, but straight away, no messing around with Klopp, not waiting until the 60th minute, rang your changes straight away, 3 changes straight out of the blocks. Kometio came off, Kanate went on, Conor Bradley replaced by Diogo Jota, and Tyler Morton replaced by James Milner. No messing around from Klopp here. He says, yeah, we may lose, but if we're going to lose, we're going to get down fighting and we're going to get down the right way. So on came the boys. Jordan Henderson obviously was replaced as well by Naby Keita. And on 80 minutes, of course, Kostas Tsimikas replaced by Owen Beck. If there was ever a game of two halves, this was minor shades of Istanbul. As Liverpool came out of the blocks very strong in the second half. Wave after wave after wave of attack. Absolutely battered Leicester back into their own half. And we know that if you get at this Leicester team, I mean, they've bottled a number of circumstances in the past. Rodgers has been, you know, he's renowned now for being the bottler, really, at this stage. So Liverpool got at them, and we knew if we got at them and we got a goal or two, there could be a problem there for them, you know. I'd like to say a huge shout out to the Kop as well. They were absolutely brilliant last night in full voice, cheering the team on. And especially in the starting lineup as well, it was difficult for those young lads coming into that situation, especially against Leicester's full team, you know. So fair play to the Kop, voice escalating. You know, and the nervousness of the Leicester players as they heard the Kop in full voice was a sight to behold. Jota with that sublime finish that we mentioned to make it 3-2, you know. And the stage was set. The Foxes were on the ropes and the noise in the stadium could be heard ringing around the world, basically, you know. Unbelievable. Liverpool then for 20 minutes created chance after chance after chance as the Foxes tried to hang on. But the club often does bring us on these wonderful journeys on historical moments. You know, Klopp talks about them all the time, but it was absolutely a fantastic spectacle. Ball played into the box, 95th minute. Ball played into the box. Taki takes it down. Taki Minamino takes it down. Chessie, seems like everything is in slow motion, takes the ball down, rifles it into the bottom corner, but seemed like he had all the time in the world to do it in the middle of the box. At this stage, the Foxes were looking for their dens as the writing was on the wall. Another bottle job from Rodgers and company, you know. Once it went to penalties, you know, we got the feeling there was only going to be one winner, you know. It was very, very interesting, you know. And, of course, Kelleher was outstanding, really, you know what I mean. The two penalty saves were fantastic. And he wasn't a million miles away from a couple of others either. And he made some real good saves during the game as well. Yeah, but I thought there was an awful irony. If you're as old as me and you followed Liverpool this long, the thoughts of a player called Thomas missing a clutch goal at Liverpool in such an important situation, there was kind of an irony to it, really. But up steps Minamino, and we thought, look, sure, Taki's going to put this away, isn't he? He's just after scoring a belter of a goal to get us back into it. Sure, surely he'll put this penalty away. Absolutely tries to blaze it up the middle and pings it right off the crossbar into the crowd. Couldn't believe it. But again, Kelleher once again saves from Bertrand, and up steps Mr. Ice Cold, Mr. Cool, the old goals Jota. Slots home as the ex-Wolf, the ex-Wolves man, slays the Foxes. What a roller coaster of an evening it was. Up next for us is Arsenal. We got Arsenal in the draw, away first and then at home at Anfield. So you would expect us to get through to the final. Who we'll meet there, who knows, between Tottenham and Chelsea. But last night really demonstrated the, that there is a big interest in this League Cup, and that it is something that teams want to win, and that it shouldn't be disrespected. But yeah, interesting, fabulous game, without a shadow of a doubt. I thought the young lads, I thought they were very unlucky. I mean, it was a tough night for them as well, getting thrust into that game, you know what I mean? And again, they didn't really do themselves justice either, but it was a tough outing for them. There was a lot of pressure on there and stuff like that. But as always, when you have a bit of quality on the bench and you're able to spring it from the bench, that coupled with the voice of the cop sucking that ball into the net, magical moments do happen at Anfield. But this has been your match reaction. Liverpool 3, Leicester 3. Rodgers bottles it again. Liverpool going through 5-4 on penalties and onto the semi-final now against the Gunners. Till next time, this has been your Shankly Sessions. If you'd like to contact the show, we're on Twitter at Sessions Shankly. You'll get us on Facebook and Instagram, The Upper Tier. Or if you want to email us, theuppertierpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you like audio versions of the show, you'll find them. We're up there now. We're on Amazon Music. You'll get us on Spotify. Wherever you pick up audio versions of the show, you will find us there. Till next time, it's been a pleasure. Let's do this, Red Men.